Parak Vav Mishnah Vav. Mehaya Osa. What would the Molech, the messenger that had this goat, what would he do once he reached the cliff all the way out to Yerushalayim with the goat? So the Mishnah tells us, Cholek Lashon Shazahoris, the Kohen Gadol had tied a red string between the goat's horns, like we learned earlier in Parak Dalet, Mishnah Beis, and now the messenger would take this string, he would divide it into two, Chetzu Kosher Besela, the Chetzu Kosher Ben Shtei Karnav, half the string he tied to a nearby rock, the other half he tied to the horns of the goat, Uzuchafo La'achorav, and he'd push the goat off of the cliff backwards. He'd push it off, meaning the goat was backwards, he'd push it off with both of his hands, B'Shtei Yadav, with both hands. And the Gemara explains that since this red string would turn white, it was a miracle, and it served as a siman, as a sign that the sins of Klai Yisrael were forgiven. So he would tie half of it to a rock in order that it should be opposite his eyes, and he should see that the string turned white, and he'll be happy, you know, he'll rejoice, and be happy that Klai Yisrael sins were forgiven. Because if he only left it between the horns of the goat, it's possible that when he pushes it off the cliff, the head will get tucked under its stomach, and he won't be able to see what happened to the string. And if he put the whole string on the rock and didn't leave any on the goat, then maybe the string would turn white. Maybe the string would turn white right away. And then he'd be so happy that Klai Yisrael's sins are forgiven, he wouldn't even bother pushing the goat off the cliff. And then he won't get the mitzvah. He's not completing the process. So he'd split it half on the goat's horns, half on the rock, so he could focus on the mitzvah and send the goat off the cliff. And then he'd immediately look at the rock to see whether the string turned white, and they'd know that Klai Yisrael's sins are forgiven. And then after he pushed it off the cliff, the goat would tumble and go downward off of this cliff. And before it even reached halfway through falling off of this mountain, it was totally disembodied and ripped apart, either because of the height of the mountain or because of the tzokim, the points that were sticking out. And before the goat even reached halfway down, it was already long dead and, you know, disembodied, and Klai Yisrael got their kapara. Then this messenger now is all alone, right? There's no goat keeping him company. So he would go now and sit under the last sukkah. We had mentioned that as he was traveling from Yerushalayim till this cliff on Mount Azazel, right, he would sit under these sukkahs along the way. And after he pushed the goat off the cliff, he'd go to the last sukkah where he left off by, Ad Shetechshach, until it got dark. And even though he went out of the tchum, the border, right, of the normal border of where he's permitted to walk on Shabbos, in this case on Yom Kippur, which is 2,000 amos from a residence, so from a sukkah, you'd have 2,000 amos, right? Even though it's with the permission of the Chachamim, they told him to do this. So maybe we would say that he can't go back to the last sukkah. Why? Because technically he should only have 2,000 amos now to walk from where he is. And nevertheless, we're letting him go back to the last sukkah, which was 2 mil, which was 4,000 amos away. So the reason why we let him do this is because since it's a sakana, there's a danger to stay in a desert all alone, he can go beyond the normal boundary. So again, normally, we're from where he is now, we'd have 1 mil, which is 2,000 amos around him to walk. We're giving him 2 mil, 4,000 amos to walk, to go all the way back to the last sukkah where he was, in order that he should be safe, because there's a danger for him to be left in the desert all by himself. And when would his clothing become tame? So what does this mean? The Torah says that the person that would throw the goat off the cliff, so he would have to dip in the mikveh afterwards, he'd become tame, and his clothing would become tame. So when would this happen? The pasuk says, "Vamashaleach asasir la azazel," the one that sent the goat off of Mount Azazel, "Yichavis begadav," wash his clothing because they become tame. "Vrochat asasobamayim," and dip your flesh in water because you become tame, and then you come back to the camp of Klai Yisrael. So at what point does it become tame? Mishyatzu chutzachomas Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, from the moment you leave the walls of Yerushalayim on your journey towards the desert, at that point, he becomes tame. Because since it says, v'ham shaleach, you should send, it's a mashma that from the time he begins sending, so immediately when he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, he becomes tame. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, no, mishas d'chiyaso latzuk, from the moment that he pushes it off the cliff. Because the pasuk says, v'ham shaleach la'azazel, you should send it off Azazel. Reb Shimon darshins, the pushing and the throwing of the goat off the cliff, that's the point where he's sending it. Not when he's just walking out of the city of Yerushalayim, he's got a long journey to go. So therefore, he holds that the molech, the messenger who's bringing this goat off the cliff, his clothing doesn't become tameh until he actually, you know, throws the goat off of the cliff. So there's two different opinions between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon at what point does he become Tameh? If we don't pass like a Shimon, we pass like a Tana Kama, which would mean the moment he leaves Yerushalayim, that's when he would become Tameh. Mishnah Zayin. But lo, so now the Kohen Gadol, he would come. After he gave this Seir, this goat, to the messenger to bring it off the cliff, so now he would come. Eitzel par v'sa'ir hanesrafin, next to his par, his ox, v'sa'ir and his goat, that are being burnt, meaning they were omid lisaf, they were standing to be burnt. They would take his par and his seir, his ox and his goat, right? The other goat, there were two goats. And shekvar hiza, they were already shechted, they were already slaughtered, and he already spritched their bloods, like we had learned earlier in Parakei. So in the meantime, their bodies were hanging on these pillars in the Beis HaMitbechaim, in the slaughterhouse. So he'd go to the bodies, and kran, he'd kran vahotzi es emurehen. He would like cut them open and remove their emurehen, their chalavim, their fats. Hakrivim al mizbeach would be brought on the mizbeach. And nisanan b'magis, he'd place these fats into a bowl, which was from the clay shards, from the serving utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ktiran agabim mizbeach. And then he burnt them on the mizbeach in the Azara. And the Gemara explains that don't think he's not that he's burning them now, because he's still wearing his white garments. And he wouldn't burn them until after he put on his golden garments. And he brought his ram, his isle, like we mentioned earlier, the isle of the ram of the people. So he didn't burn it right now. He had to change clothing to the golden garments, bring his ram as a carbon, bring the ram of the people, and only then, afterwards, would he burn the fats of the ox and the goat. And this is all learned to have various psukim. Okay. Then, klan b'miklo, so what about the rest of the ox, the rest of the goat? You're only burning out the fats from inside of it. What about the whole body? So, klan b'miklo's, what he would do is he, after he would burn these fats, sorry, la'acha shenosan emurim emegas, after he put these fats in his bowl, okay, klo'osam v'motos k'minklia, he would tie the animals to these poles, meaning there were four men. They would carry two poles, they would be carrying two poles, so one pole to each two people, two in the front, two in the back, right? And they would tie this ox and this goat to these poles, like kluum mushlovim zalzad, like, you know, like just totally tied onto these poles. And they were shleinim, they were full with their skin, with their flesh, with their pirshim as their dung. The only thing that was missing was the inside of their belly, that the fats were taken out to be burnt on the mizbeach. Okay, v'hotzi on the base asreifa, and they would bring it out to the base asreifa. What's the base asreifa? So the Kohen Gadol would give these animals musarim l'hotzi on l'makom asreifasam. These messengers would bring the animals to the place where they would be burnt. Where was that? Hainu l'base adeshin. It was a place of ashes, meaning like an area where they would burn these animals outside of Yerushalayim. As the pasuk says, v'sapar hachatas, the par that was brought as a sin offering, v'sa'ir hachatas, the goat that was brought as a sin offering. So their bloods that were spritzed in the kodesh is all from a pasuk. You'll take the animals and bring them outside the camp of Klal Yisrael and burn them with their skins and their flesh and their dung and their whole everything, all the way outside of Yerushalayim. It was chutz Yerushalayim. Okay, so it wasn't the Kohen Gadol himself; it was his messengers. They schlep it all the way outside Yerushalayim and burn it. And then when would these messengers become, when would their clothing become tamei? Because the pasuk says that if the one that burns these animals, their clothing will become tamei. So the Mishnah says now, at what point, from they're bringing out to the Beis HaDeshet, this area outside Yerushalayim where they would burn it, at what point would their clothing become tamei? Once they leave the walls of the Azara, it's based on various psukim, we learn now that at that point, immediately, they become tamei even before they burn the animals. And then again, Reb Shimon says that no. Mishe yitza sa'ur beruban. From when the fire that they're using to burn these animals engulfs most of their body, so we know they're being burnt, at that point, do they become tamei? So it's similar machlokas to what we said earlier. In the previous Mishnah, Tanakama held that the messenger that was bringing the goat off the cliff became tamei the moment he left the walls of Yerushalayim. And Reb Shimon said, no, only from when you push it off the cliff. And over here, the same thing. The Tanakhama is saying that these messengers that are burning the par and the seir after Yerushalayim become Tameh from the moment they leave the walls of the Azara. Whereas Reb Shimon says that no, it's only when the fire totally engulfs, not totally, I'm sorry, Beruban, engulfs most of the animal, at that point do we say that these messengers become tameh, and that concludes Perek Zion. So it's just interesting to note that Rav Shimon and Tanakama have similar machlokas between these two Mishnahs.